Bally's expect major review of Star operations to proceed with takeover. Bally's Corporation has requested that the board of directors at Australia's Star Entertainment Group initiate a thorough evaluation of the company's operational, financial, and strategic framework, provided that shareholders approve a proposed $300 million Australian dollars, approximately US$195 million United States dollars, investment plan. This proposed funding package aims to provide necessary relief to the Star as it attempts to overcome significant financial hurdles and avoid the risk of insolvency. The investment terms and associated expectations were made public in an explanatory memorandum distributed to shareholders in preparation for a general meeting on the 25th of June. The deal includes US$200 million Australian dollars, US$130 million United States dollars, from Bally's and an additional US$100 million Australian dollars, US$65 million United States dollars, from Bruce Matheson's Investment Holdings Thai Limited. Under the terms, Bally's would receive convertible notes, which, if converted, would give it a 38% shareholding in the Star. According to the memorandum, the investment is intended to help stabilize the company and improve its long-term financial standing amidst current economic and regulatory difficulties. The explanatory memorandum also included an independent analysis indicating that shareholders would benefit more by supporting the investment than by rejecting it. The assessment, conducted by independent expert Grant Samuel, determined that the strategic investment arrangements offered by Bally's and Investment Holdings are in the best interests of shareholders not associated with either investor. As part of its proposal, Bally's has stated it expects the Star to conduct a company-wide review if the investment is accepted. This review would cover operational performance, business viability, and future strategy, while also identifying any potential collaboration or efficiency opportunities between both companies. Bally's has clarified that it does not intend to move or repurpose any of the Star's physical assets, nor does it plan to shift assets between the two entities as a result of the investment. Star at a critical juncture. Bally's has indicated that if the investment is approved and the operational review is launched, it will assist the Star with a turnaround plan designed to protect the company's future and maintain employment. The U.S.-based company has pointed to its successful history of rejuvenating struggling casino operations and its extensive experience working within regulated gaming markets globally. Star has confirmed that it engaged Grant Samuel to independently evaluate the proposed strategic investments. The findings of the report were positive, with the expert recommending that shareholders vote in favor of the resolutions presented. Although the report noted that the deal terms do not technically meet the fairness standard under regulatory guidelines, it also stated that the underlying valuation methodology is largely academic and should not be the deciding factor when assessing the merits of the investment proposal. Should the deal receive shareholder approval, the resulting capital infusion would support Star's immediate financial needs while also triggering a larger restructuring initiative led by an experienced operator. The upcoming general meeting in June will be a decisive event in shaping the future direction of the company and the potential leadership role Bally's may assume.